Dear God and our Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer on this day. Father, we bow and worship before you, and we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in reverence, and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we come according to your word in 1 John 1:9 that says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord, we come to you now and we receive your forgiveness and the cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish-free, totally blameless, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we believe this, trust your word, and thank you in no other name than the conquering Lion of Judah, Christ Jesus, his holy name. Amen and amen. Good morning to you, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning, August 5th. We thank you that we thank God that you are so committed and prepared to go before his throne on a daily basis, first thing in the day. We thank God for you. And so today, our focus is strength for our hearts. It has been impressed upon me coming into this week that God wants to minister to us, even while we have others on our hearts and their needs and their situations or the situations of the world around us. But he wants us to have strength of heart. And when we look into the Word of God, there are over 3,000 promises. Promises that God has made. And in reality, each one is a personal promise from God to you and to me. We therefore can believe his promises. We can receive his promises, trust his promises, and claim his promises. And it is true that you can expect every one of his promises to come into existence in your life, because there's no life without his promises. And I believe we're in a season where it is time to receive strength of heart, because our God is almighty and worthy to be praised. So on this day today, let us, as we present ourselves and our hearts before the Lord, let us be prepared to have our hearts strengthened, because that's a work of the Holy Spirit. In other words, our hearts become stronger and stout before the Lord, even as we view, observe, and live in a world that is basically in turmoil. But we'll have strength of heart. And we can look at his word and we'll see where that's his desire. So I just want to, if you would allow me, to cite three short scriptures. I say three. Why three? Because two or three is a witness. So we're seeing God's word in God's promises in multiple locations or addresses in his word. So we can be assured that he means what he says. And it's not just a flash in the pan. Psalm 27 and verse 14. David, in fact, I have three scriptural promises, and they are all from David. And as I was meditating on it this morning, the Spirit of the Lord impressed upon that, you know, we're reading what was already written, but David wrote what was not yet written to be witnessed in the earth, except that he experienced exactly what he wrote, so he was able to write with emphasis. So here's what he said. Listen to David. He says, wait and hope for, and I'm reading from the Amplified. He says, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave of good courage and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. That's Psalm 27:14. Now, he's speaking from experience. So he's able to coin this verse, if you will, with emphasis and with first-hand realization. Then there's Psalm 34, verse 9. I'm still in the Amplified version. It says, O fear the Lord, you saints. Revere and worship him, for there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him. With godly fear. Again, that's David. Then finally, Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. You have desires and secret petitions? Well, listen to what David says. He says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. And finally, he says, commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him. And he will bring it to pass. Well, can you sense the light? Can you see the light coming on within your mind, within your spirit, within your soul? Can you feel hope rising? Confidence. It says be confident, rely on and be confident. Because he not might bring it to pass, will. So what do you desire right now? Do you desire strength of heart because it's available? Do you desire health? Do you desire whatever the need is to be met? Well, he says, he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. In other words, there are things that you haven't said anything to anyone about. They are more or less personal, private, and secret, but they're there. He says he will give you the secret petitions of your heart. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to praise him. Amen. There is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. Let us maintain godly fear. So we've just looked at 3 out of several thousand prescriptions for a heart that may be weak or failing in its trust and leaning upon the Lord. So receive the strength. I proclaim today and decree today that you would be strengthened in the inner man. That's the heart. It's not talking about the cardiopulmonary pump, which is in our chest. That's the heart of our physical body. But then there's the heart of our being. And that's where strength is most needed. So praise the Lord. Well, once again, I do welcome you on behalf of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to our prayer cast today. And I encourage you to receive whatever God is offering us today. Embrace it and receive it. If you have a praise report, we have this opportunity where we can voice that. Again, that helps to strengthen all of our hearts when we hear good reports of what God is doing. And then if there's a prayer request, we empathize with every need on behalf of the kingdom of God. So don't be afraid to interrupt me or to launch out into praise, bringing in a praise report. Yesterday, I received a report of what God has done that really, really lifted my day to heights. Because we had prayed for a couple, a husband and a wife, going back, I guess, maybe about 2 months or so. We prayed for, we prayed for a couple, and the couple's name is, the husband's name is Jennifer, and the wife's name is Demita. And their relationship was desperately fractured, headed for the crash. I mean, it crashed. It's a long and short of it. It pained me tremendously because I know this couple. In fact, I had given them premarital counseling and performed their marriage. What a privilege I had. And then somehow the enemy got right in there. So I received word on yesterday that this couple had gotten back together, mending their relationship. They have 2 lovely children. And I tell you, my spirit soared when received that word on yesterday. So God is on the move. In fact, the husband is looking to come and have a sit down with me, and they probably both will.
Hallelujah.
I mean, it was bad. I had tried speaking to him after getting the news of their troubles, if you will, and he was just in a whole nother place. Well, God has moved. God has moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I said, when I heard the news, I said, I have to share that with you because you were part of the bridging the gap, because you prayed along with me about that. Yes. And I like the fact that our programs are recorded, they're archived, and we can always go back and listen and take a look at what God had us do in the past, right on this prayercast, and compare it to what is happening right now. So I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Liz and I, that is my wife, she and I, we are in our 43rd year, and we'd like to see many others enjoy the same privilege of being in marriage relationship for that long. It's not something reserved for special individuals, but the enemy hates marriages. If you know of someone right now that is having difficulty, or someone you would like to see, some couple, some family you would like to see prosper under the conditions of matrimony, you may want to mention their names right now, or certainly pinpoint that family, that couple, right now, even as we lift praise to the Lord about Jutha and Demita and the children. God ain't done. He's not done. There's lots more work to be done in the area of marriage. So it may be someone that's related to you. It may be someone in your community, in your neighborhood, someone in your church, someone on your job. Now is the time to do that. And this wasn't even on the prayer agenda for prayer today, but the Spirit of the Lord just reminded me that when the water is stirred, when the atmosphere is stirred, the way it's just been stirred by the Holy Spirit, by bringing to our remembrance our request for this couple and the success that they're experiencing because of the prayers and the moving of God's hand. The water is stirred. Well, let's put a family in that water, because it's a water of healing right now in the name of Jesus. This is your opportunity. You can bring that up on behalf of someone that you know, or even yourself. Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
I do know of a couple, and it's someone who is very dear to me, but I am unable to say their name at this time.
That's all right.
They're going through some rough time, so if you could please just lift them up and pray for them in this space right now.
Okay. God knows who they are, and I can appreciate your sensitivity to not mentioning their names. I think that's wise, as you see fit. However, it does not diminish or have a negative effect because you chose not to mention their name, and I want everyone to be clear about that. When we can, we do, and when we can't, we don't. we can give them all those that we would like to pray for concerning their marriage relationships. We can give them a name like this: Whosoever. That's their name today. If we are unable or don't want to mention their names, we can say Whosoever. Where did I get that from? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever. And guess whose name was in there? Yours and mine? Yeah, so it included us, because here we are, whosoever. So we're going to pray for all the whosoever's that are in marital relationships, that is, godly marital relationships. We're going to pray for all those whosoever's right now. We're also receiving some serious background noise. I think I was able to pinpoint and mute that particular line. Well, praise God. Father, we come to you on behalf of what you created, and you created marriage. You created marriage and gave it to us in the earth, and you intended that it would be an example of your relationship through Christ with the church, the covenant relationship of marriage, the oneness of it, the commitment of it, the outcomes and productivity of it, that it brings you glory and praise. Father, we thank you right now for your healing of marriage relationships. Your healing, where the hemorrhage of love would be stopped, would be conserved. Love would build up. Love cares for. Love is committed.
Yes.
We call those elements right now into play in the name of Jesus. The same love that he exhibited for us by laying down his life, allowing his precious blood to run away on our behalf. Today, Father, we direct that same grace, that same mercy towards every whosoever on this day to heal and to mend, to restore and to cause to shine those relationships. Father, we rebuke, and as a group, we stand against every demonic strategy that is designed against married couples today, whosoever's that we have in mind, that they would experience the love and the joy that can only come through you. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every demonic conspiracy in Jesus' name. And we say, loose every marriage, every relationship. Loose the love. Loose the happiness, the joy. And we bind hate. We bind confusion. Bind disruption. Bind chaos. Bind every spirit that's not sent from God. In the name of Jesus, on this day, we do so with the authority that you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And we're looking for good reports of what God has done. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you for that prayer request. It inspired our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, today One of the things that I know that is occurring today, Florence is having a major dental procedure today. But Florence, are you on? Okay, maybe she's not. She's having a major dental procedure today, and we're anticipating God's care, God's direction, His protection, His covering over her as she goes to her dental practitioner to engage in getting some work done on her her mouth. Father, we thank you for the outcome, which is perfect because you are perfect in all your ways. So we look to you today. We want you to know that we're dependent on you for everything, even the air that we breathe. So we thank you today for giving Florence the opportunity to get some work done on her mouth, and that you will bless her today with smooth procedures, powerful, divine outcomes as she desires and as her dental team desires. Bless them today. Cause them to be on their best stand today. Clarity of mind and thought, high level of energy, even as they minister your grace and mercy to her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
How many know that God is sitting right in the dental suite when you're there?
Amen.
Yeah, I know people will think we're crazy, but God is involved in everything. Everything. I was at my physician on yesterday, and I was clear that God was with me. I was clear. He's right there. You know, that's the kind of confidence He wants us to have in Him. He's cool with it. The psalmist says, lean on, rely on, be confident. That's Psalm 37, 4 through 5. Be confident. Yeah. That's a whole nother level of faith. Confidence. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your line is still open, and you can voice a praise report, or if you have something that a prayer request that the Holy Spirit just dropped into your heart, you can feel free to share that with us, and we will be so glad to stand with you in faith and powerful agreement that this thing be done according to God's power. Amen. Do I hear someone?
Yes, good
wishing
morning.
Good morning again.
Another yes. Request. On Sunday morning, I met a young lady, and she said to me, she asked me, because I was dressed already for service, she asked me, are you going to church? And I said, yes. And then she bent her head down for a little bit, and then she looked at me. She said, would you pray for me? And I said, certainly. And so I asked her her name. Her name is Celine. And
Celine? Celine?
Celine, yes. She works right down at the grocery store just down the street on South Orange Avenue. And I asked her if there was anything in particular she wanted prayer for. She said no. And so I started to tell her, you know, that we have service every Sunday. When I say, are you off on us? She said, no, I work every Sunday. I say, okay, so that's one of the first things that we are going to pray for, that you will be able to have at least one Sunday off that you can come and worship, because I just sensed in my spirit that, you know, she saw me, you know, ready for church, and she felt like she wanted to be there also. So if we could lift Celine up in prayer this morning.
Okay, and also she's sensing her need.
Yes.
for the Lord in her life.
Yes.
And there are many that are like that, that are sensing that right now. And again, Celine, thank you for that prayer request. Celine represents many people out there that are in the same position. And that was a divine encounter. So God wants us to pray. That's how God works. I make it a point to make a note when I encounter people, and this happens virtually every day, that you can sense their hunger and their awareness of their need for something more than what they have experienced to date. And they might not even be sure what that is, but we discern that as we interact with them. So let us pray for Celine. And we're going to have Celine already be used by God in this way, that she will represent all those that are hunger and thirsty for the Lord. And there are many all over our communities, in our families, in our nations, around the world, that is experiencing that hunger and thirst because they're God's lost sheep. Hallelujah. And he's having us call. If you go looking for lost sheep, you kind of have them hear your voice to get their attention. And that's what God is doing right now through us. At the sound of our voice, that's his voice. And it pierces the atmosphere. And our words travel. We don't hear them anymore, but they're traveling on the airwaves. In the natural and in the spiritual. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord, who is our Savior, Christ Jesus. Today we pray for Celine, who bowed her head and acknowledged her own thirst and hunger and made a request for prayer. So today we pray for Celine, who we now have represent the lost of the world this day. And that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth, their hearts hunger and cry and thirst would be satisfied because they're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We intercede. We use our faith, believing that today Celine and thousands have the opportunity to make you, through Christ, their God. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect laborers across the path of these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in such a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts for the cause of Christ. So today we pray with thanksgiving. First, that we know we're praying right at the center of your heart and will for the salvation of those that are lost, that they be found. So we thank you for the encounter with Celine. We pray, O God, that you would not only save her, but she would be so resurrected, so raised up, that she would be a mighty woman of God. One that will be bold be strong, knowing that you're with her. But she will refuse to be quiet. She will serve you in a large way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we thank God for that prayer request. Tonight, around the nation, well, tonight, we can put it, because it's National Night Out on today. And it's an event that's annual in our nation. It's called National Night Out Against Crime. And the purpose is to have activity, communal activities all around the nation in various communities on this night for several hours, so as to take over the places and spaces that are normally occupied by the bad actors. So there's a replacement tonight, in particular, intentionally, of the bad actors in the spaces and places around the communities all across these United States against crime. In other words, there won't be any space for crime. Only space for a national community seeking out life in community. So that's what's happening on tonight. And we are involved in that, and we'll be across the street at Faith Christian Center, where the pastor there is Dr. Mamie Bridgeford. And also, another church that would be collaborating would be Bethel Church Ministries International, and they're in with us, of course, New Gospel Tabernacle, that's us. So we'll be there together tonight from about 6:30 until approximately 8:30 or 9. There'll be refreshments, there'll be ministry of the gospel out there, there'll be music, and a testimony of God's goodness. So that's tonight at 6:30, National Night Out Against Crime. And we're going to now intercede for that event, because it's happening all across our city, intentionally. I mean, there's some secular events, but intentionally the church in our city has agreed to, in their particular territory, host a National Night Out Against Crime event tonight. And some of that will be going on in parks downtown and places like that. So we want to pray tonight that certainly the air of negativity would be snuffed out, so constricted that it would be none of no effect and non-functional, so that the light of the kingdom of God will occupy, in other words, the people of God will own this night. Father, we thank you for giving to us this opportunity to step out and to occupy spaces and places where we normally may not be. But you've given us a heart to come together as the people of God, to advance, to stand, and to march on the kingdom of darkness on this night. And we pray, Lord, that those that will sound the gospel, that you would strengthen all of us. You would give us the boldness, the courage to say what's on your heart to our communities, to our particular environments. We pray, O God, that your ministering angels are dispatched and are stationed strategically around your people as we minister on this night. We thank you, dear God, for the opportunity for life and liberty that you have given so that we can do these things. On behalf of your kingdom, representing your Lord, the Savior on the throne, and reaching out to those that you have on your heart that are the lost sheep, so that they will hear your voice as we sound ours. They will know that this is the opportunity, this is the call for them to come to know you. So we thank you, dear Lord, and we bless your holy name. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for those that will find you tonight and be found. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is good, isn't he? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Well, do you have a prayer request or a praise report? We have just a couple more minutes, and we want to make that available to you. And actually, it's telling us we have about 90 seconds. And time goes fast, doesn't it? Particularly when you're having fun. But let us abide in his love. Let us abide in his love. I paused for a moment because I thought I was hearing a voice. Someone was maybe requesting something. Okay. Let us abide in his love. God is ministering to us as we minister to him and with him. We come to you now, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. We are abiding in your word and holding fast to your teachings and living in accordance with them. It is our desire to be your true disciples. Heavenly Father, because you are the vine and we are the branches living in you, bear much fruit and cannot bear apart from you. We can do nothing apart from you. If you live in us and our words, your words rather, remain in us and continue to live in our hearts, we're able to ask what we will and it shall be done for us. Father, today we've asked what we believe is your will, and we believe that it is done. We believe that when we bear fruit that you are honored and glorified. So by your grace, we have received, and we will show and prove ourselves to be true followers of your Son, Jesus Christ, because he first loved us. Just as the Father loved the Son. So we thank you today, and we are assured that you're with us, even as we go forth boldly on this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. I ask, Father, your blessing on each one of our prayer partners today.
Yes.
Cause their feet to move in straight lines, making straight paths for you throughout this day for your glory. Cause the radiance of heaven to shine forth through us for all to see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please allow us to end with a benediction. a blessing unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God, unto his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And I trust that all of you can say amen with me.
Amen.
And that was from Revelation chapter 5.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. May God bless you richly on today. As you bow your head to bless your meals today, ask God to bless Pastor Gregory and his lovely wife, Elizabeth.
Amen.
So we'll have lots of prayer blessings going up for us today. Each of you will be doing at least twice, I'm sure. But God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you, everyone. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus.